What do you call hogs? How do you call hogs to feed them?
Well, that calling hogs is kind of like calling cows. Now, I can't do that.
Well, give me a try. Come on, you can do it.
Piggy, 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 or...
Piggy, piggy, piggy?
Yeah.
Like that? Piggy, piggy, piggy. Oh, when you're feeding your chickens, you say what?
Chick, chicken, chick.
Okay. All right. Did you have a call for sheep?
No, I don't know nothing about sheep.
Okay.
I did have a few here one time, but whenever one sheep went somewhere, the rest is going to follow.
Gotcha.
And they were too gentle. I couldn't open a lock gate, get a cow horse in, nothing what them blame sheep didn't run in, and so I sold them. I got shut up.
Now, when you're plowing, what do you call the things you hold in your hand?
Hand of plowing. Plow line.
Plow line?
Yeah, lines, you know, to make him go where you want him to if he don't want to go. And of course, plow handle told the plow to guide it.
I see. When you're plowing with two horses or two mules, can you tell me, Mr. Ammons, what you call the one on the left or the one that walks in? Did you have one that would walk in the furrow?
Well, yes, needs to be. Here in square, the straddle of the road, they either walk up close to the plants on each side or a little bit further off.
I see.
Working in double while they've got the straddle this rope.
Did you have a different name for one horse and the other horse?
Oh, yeah, they all had a different name.
Well, I mean, when they were hitched up to the plow, just would one be called a what horse and the other would be a what horse?
Of course, some call them a near horse or the old horse, but
okay.
Near horse, I think, is on the left. The old horse is on the right. And you.
Now, if something's not near at hand, you say it's just a what? It's just a.
Mm-hmm.
If something's not near at hand, you might say, oh, it's just a little.
Little ways down there.
Little ways down there. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
As a sample.
Okay. She sees a dress, she says, my, that's a pretty dress, but this one's even...
Prettier.
Okay. What would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. Now, to sign your name in ink, you use a...
Pen.
Writing pen. To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a safe what?
Safety pin.
Safety pin, okay. Now, what did you used to drink at from a pump or well? You said you used maybe a little cup or something like that. Can you tell me? Mr. when you drink from a cup, from a well or something like that, what would you drink out of?
Cup or dipper or glass, something like that.
I see.
We used to have a dipper out there.
It was made out of what? Tin.
Some kind of metal, I don't
tin.
Know.
So the dipper was made out of?
Granite ware, maybe. I don't know what it's made out of. Of course, they're made out of different things. Some tin dippers and some something else.
Okay. Now, a dime is worth...
Hmm?
A dime is worth...
Two nickels.